Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 921 for Saturday, February 17th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Repeating at number 20 for the second week in a row, Root by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 15,898 views, a decline of just 142 or 0.9% from last week. After falling last week from 2 to 10, down all the way to 19, is Earthborn Rangers by Adam and Brady Sadler, published by Earthborn Games, with 15,952. 54 more than Root, a decline of a hefty 29%. Rebounding back up 3 to 18, Arkham Horror, the card game, by Nate French and MJ Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 16,314. About 350 more than Earthborn Rangers, and a gain of about 3%. Repeating at number 17, Wingspan, by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games, with 17,372, more than 1,000 better than Arkham Horror, but a decline of 5%. For 2 weeks at number 18, climbing 2 to 16, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 17,867, almost 500 more than Wingspan, and a slight gain of 1.3%. Reversing a trend of the last few weeks of slow increases or small increases, falling back 2 spots to 15 is The White Castle, by Shayla Santos and Israel Sendrero, published by DeVere, with 17,961, 94 more than Terraforming Mars, and a decline of 17%. Repeating at number 14 for the third week in a row, Dune Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 19,252, 1,300 more than The White Castle, although a pretty substantial decline of 9% or nearly 2,000 views off of its total from last week. Ending a 7-week run back in the top 10, during which it peaked at number 5, sliding this week from 9 to 13, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 21,391, 2,100 more than Dune. That's about 3,400 more than The White Castle back at number 15. So pretty substantial gapping going on in this region of the list. That is a 7% decline for Brass. Repeating at number 12, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 21,838. About 450 more than Brass, and just a very slight decline, less than 100 views, 0.4%. And repeating at number 11, in fact spending its third week of the last 4 at number 11, Voidfall, by Nigel Buckle and David Turchi, published by Mind Clash Games, with 23,407. About 1,600 more than Spirit Island, and a gain of 6.7%, but still not within 1,000 views of the top 10. There are 3 new entries in the top 10 this week, one of them a debut, 2 of them returning after quite a while. The 3 games falling out are from 9 to 13, Brass, from 10 to 19, Earthborn Rangers, and from 7 to 38, Euthia. Number 10, Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Come On with 23,785. About 400 more than Voidfall. Okay, so not within 1,000. Voidfall did come within 1,000. I was looking at the wrong number. So the number 10 is about 1,200 more than last week's number 10. So it's an elevated top 10. For War for Arrakis, this Dune, it's a decline of just 1.7% as it moderates its decline You might remember last week I said it had gone from 1 to 2 to 4 to 8. Well, it has slowed down that rate and only falls to 10. Number 9, Arc Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 24,067. Just 300 more than Dune, and a pretty substantial decline of 9%. That's 2,500 views and 3 positions down from last week. Number 8, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 24,817, 750 more than Arc Nova, and like Arc Nova, a 3-position decline. In fact, this is the 3rd week out of the last 4 that Heat has spent at number 8. And in losing its 3 positions, Heat gives away 15% of its page view total from last week, or more than 4,000 views fewer. Number 7, Altered, by Regis Bonacy, published by Equinox, with 25,284, about 450 more than Heat, and a very hefty decline, 48% off of last week's runner-up total. It's down 5 positions this week. Number 6, Trailblazer, The Arizona Trail, by Dan R. Rice III, published by Mariposa Games, with 26,340, about 1,000 more than Altered. This is our one and only debut. It is the second in what is apparently a series of games called Trailblazer. One was released last year called the John Muir Trail, and it is currently ranked outside the top 3,000 on BoardGameGeek. It's a worker placement game with cards and polyominoes set in, well, it's the Arizona Trail, so it's set in the American Southwest, on Kickstarter at this point, and with over $100,000 pledged. Number 5, ISS Vanguard, by Marcin Swierkot, Krzysztof Piskorski, Pavel Samborski, and Andrzej Bejkovich, published by Awaken Realms, with 30,507, 4,200 more than Trailblazer, but a decline of 22% as it slides 2 positions. Number 4, Wormspan, by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 41,040. That's 10,000 clear of ISS Vanguard, but it is a 3-position decline, as the number 1 game from last week, Wormspan, slides back to number 4, while also losing 35% of its view total. That was over 22,000 views fewer. Altered, back at number 7, lost 23,000, but it had fewer to start with. That's why its percentage was larger, at 48%, compared to Wormspan's 35%. Number 3, Mythwind, by Brendan McCaskill and Nathan Lige, published by Open Owl Games, with 47,012, 6,000 more than Wormspan. And Mythwind is another new entry. It returns for only the 2nd time, and its previous appearance was 2 years and 4 months ago, going back into October of 2021. Mythwind is, quote, a persistent world, open-ended, asymmetrical, and cooperative board game where you become a pioneer in a whimsical fantasy world, unquote. Its Kickstarter project raised over $1 million and is finally arriving to backers. Number 2, Speakeasy, by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 48,266, 1,200 more than Mythwind, and a nice gain of 31% or 11,000 views more than last week when it was number 4. A 2-position climb. Number 1, Imperium Horizons, by Nigel Buckle and David Turchi, published by Osprey Games, with 69,682, 21,000 more than Speakeasy, and more than Sextuple, what it had last week at number 36, a 35-position climb, as it returns for the first time in a year and a half and charts for only the second time. Imperium Horizons is a standalone expansion for Imperium Classics, which is ranked currently number 362, and Imperium Legends, ranked number 548, both released in 2021. Imperium Horizons has 14 unique civilizations and a new trade module. And that mark of close to 70,000 views is good enough for number 78 on the most views of all time list, making it the fifth time in the last 6 weeks that we've seen a game land in the top 100 for all time. Interesting for me to note that sitting at number 79 now on that list, as it edges out this game, was Ark Nova. Ark Nova, and in fact, its best week, the highest view total Ark Nova ever had was 69,468. And so Imperium Horizons beats that by 214. Of course, Ark Nova had never had, well, that's a pretty good peak, obviously, but not the sort of lofty peaks that other games have had. But obviously, we've seen that it's had quite the endurance and lots of weeks over the 30 and 40 and 50,000 marks. Still, a very impressive total for Imperium Horizons. For Saturday, February 17th, 2024.